When you are expecting 500 people, probably as workers, as doctors. So you are expecting 500 and then.
I also would like to apologize because of the traffic. We experienced challenges. The roads are closed because of the service delivery shortage. So we had that problem, that is why we're a little bit late. But I would like to welcome you all, honorable members. This is our first meeting from the constituency period. There's no more recess period. And they asked me, why are they not changing this thing of recess? Because there is nothing like a recess.
No.
This is constituency period. Because to my understanding, I've never had any time spending with my family. During these 4 weeks, I think it was 4 weeks,
yeah.
But I was up and down. There were activities, parliament activities, as well as the constituency work, the community there demanding. But yeah, but the way of life for the public representatives. I also wish to humbly welcome the delegation from the Northwest Provincial Human Settlements Department, which is led by the MEC, Honorable Maloy. I wish to express our, and on behalf of the committee, sincere appreciation for their response to the call by the portfolio committee. We also would like to indicate that this is not the first time that we are working with the Northwest, and we have also observed that the Northwest is prepared and is committed to this intergovernmental and as well as cooperative governance, because this is a problem of government as well as parliament service delivery, to ensure that people receive the service delivery they deserve. So there is no us and them. We are here to advance one common objective. So that is why I am saying it is important to acknowledge that the Northwest has always proved that they are committed to work with Parliament in ensuring that the oversight responsibility by Parliament is being effective. So, MEC, you are welcome with your delegation. And I also wish to welcome the mayors from respective municipalities and the officials. I could see that there's a mayor from the Naledi local municipality. Yesterday, I've seen on the road, yeah, when I was passing, there were two mayors I came across, but I think they are on the way, or they've left their officials to come in there and represent them. But I think it is important to acknowledge that. The department, national department, is here with us. I can see that Lita is here with his delegation. I understand later now you are promoted. I don't know if you have applied for that post. There's no more promotion now. There's no more promotion now. And I think there's other people from the various, the legal unit from Parliament. But I think it will be proper for us to introduce ourselves because there are other people that we are not familiar with, and I could see that there is media. First day you come to Parliament, we are welcome because you are here to assist us in making sure the communities of this country know that government is seriously on discussing their issues. That is why we hope that you are here. But you must also report the positive things that government is doing its best. Because whilst we are here, as Parliament as well as the other arm of government, it proves that we are really serious in addressing and committed to address the issues that are really affecting our people. With those few words, I wish to welcome you and thank you. Our agenda is very short, very, very short. We are going to... Why I'm saying short is because it's just a follow-up session on the issue that the portfolio committee has observed during the oversight to the Northwest by the end of June this year. And unfortunately, we should understand that when you are doing an oversight, you are in the field, you are on site, and where you are on site, there are issues that it is not easy to get a clarification on some of the issues. So there were issues that when we were on the field, because when you are in the boardroom, you can get every information, and then when you get out on site, you find that there are areas that you are very much uncertain about. So we have requested the province that there are those issues that we would like to meet with the province as well as the other sphere of government to trust them out and clear and clarify them so that we come up with the necessary intervention to those issues. So that is why we are here today. Because when we submit a report to be adopted by Parliament, those issues should be already been clarified. As for Nokbala in report in Mfiri up, Nani Aban Basa Northwest, they will question the portfolio committee in Janina, because as it is, they should have tried to get more information from us about the refuse, and then they are to confuse the community. So that is why we are here. So that is why I'm saying this agenda is very short, and then the portfolio committee is going to adopt its report, the Eastern Cape oversight report thereafter. So, apologies, Kolisa. Okay, we do have an apology from Honorable Tabuso Sibo Nepirisment, Ndaga Badawake. Honorable Sosibo, as well, Honorable Labu Jisik, Honorable Mashishi has gone with education, there's a workshop for education, portfolio committee, and then Nisi has got a problem with an escolo. So those are the apologies that we have today. So I think the members, I would like the members to to accept the apologies. Okay, manager, of course.
get checked and accepted.
Then can we just make a quick introduction?
Morning everybody, my name is Gloria Borman, I'm a member of this committee.
Good morning, I'm Leopoldo, I'm a researcher for the committee.
Good morning, Steven Mukalapa, member of the committee.
My name is Nomsa Malena Mecha, the director of IK, local municipality.
Morning, my name is Khosro Rawanya, municipal manager of IK.
Morning, I'm Habib Lusa from National Department.
Good morning, Anton Orenser, Human Settlements Planning in the National Department.
Good morning, Lawrence Mudumukwadi, Head MEC Office, Northwestern.
Good morning, my name is Langa Modise, Mayor of Naledi, Local Municipality.
I'm Nono Maloi, I'm the MEC responsible for Human Settlement, Public Safety and Liaison, Northwest.
Good morning, Tupi Mukatla, Nyana. HOD,
morning, I'm Dr. Mgengo, Chief Director, Northwest Human Settlement.
Good morning, my name is Nadi Gwatembani. I'm responsible for rental housing within the National Department of Human Settlement.
Good morning, my name is Alfonso Menyo, Manager of Strategic Training. Also the Department of Human Settlement.
Good morning, Professor. My name is Philip Chowke, Chief Director, National Department. I also need to apologize for the DG who got audit and as well as the committees both happening today. And Neville who will make it because he's on vacation.
Good morning, my name is Stephen Mazubane. I'm the manager in the sanitation unit of the National Department of Human Settlement.
Good morning, my name is Lisa Jolobe. I'm from the National Department of Human Settlement.
Good morning, my name is Christopher Castilla from Sixth.
Good morning, my name is Kimi Dupi, I'm the Speaker Mayor for Kaitlin Refield Local Municipality.
Good morning, my name is Mayor Omar Zazi Khalil, I'm the Municipal Manager for Kaitlin Refield Local Municipality in the Northwest.
Good morning, my name is Kaitlin Refield Local
Morning, my name is Tessia Chiluani, Director of Technical Services from Kaitlin Refield Local Municipality in the Northwest.
Morning,
Paul
Tao from Inni.
When did we install this?
Morning, Abraham Makomato from the National Department of Health.
Morning, Sam Mope from Mafike Municipality, Chief Finance Officer.
Good morning, Charmaine Fanamava, Parliamentary Legal Advisor.
DJ Rundaba from CMG.
Good morning, my name is Kanye Zan Bionja from Parliamentary Communications Services. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Sidon Mashabela, Committee Assistant.
Thank you very much.
I would like to
give the opportunity to the MEC, because this is about the Northwest, just to have a few words to us and a brief introduction and just a brief summary on the issues, not to give a report, just a brief summary, and then the official, I think the HOD is going to assist us in the response. But I would suggest that item number one, which is an expenditure plan for, not a plan in fact, it's an explanation. We can't have a plan without explaining why there has not been an expenditure on the first quarter on sanitation program. And then you come up with a plan thereafter, after explaining. So I would advise that let's take that one and put it as the last item from all these items. Let's deal with Northwest issues first, because this one, it's not a responsibility of Northwest. That is the responsibility of the National Department. So those are the people who are going to be answerable on this one. I think Northwest is comfortable on that one. Once more, it's certainly relieving. I need quickly. That is why I'm saying I would request that to MEC a brief summary, and then our officials ask and get into deep detail to the issue that we took on. Thank you very much,
No, thank you very much, Chair. I think just to refresh our memory, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee will recall that they visited the province on the 17th to the 22nd of June this year to do what is required of them, to play an oversight role over the executive and other organs of the state. Now, what we went to do there, amongst others, was to check as to whether are we doing what we are supposed to do in terms of outcome aid, was also to go and verify as to whether what is written on paper, is it indeed happening on the ground. And I must appreciate that you did this work excellently, and we hope that even going forward, we shall proceed to do so, because from where we are sitting, intergovernmental relations is very important and very key to deliver better quality services to our people. What we are going to do today is to, as a committee, give you a comprehensive report, but in a summary fashion, because we hope that each and every member by now is having a copy of that document before him or her. So the HOD will just give an executive summary of that comprehensive report on issues that were raised during your visit to the Northwest. We shall also talk to challenges and what are the issues that need to be attended to going forward in that province, that is the province of the Northwest. What we have done, as per request, We have as well invited mayors of affected municipalities. And that is why with us today here, you have the mayor from the Naledi local municipality, from Mafikeng local municipality, and Kgetleng local municipality. They will, together with the team accompanying them, to expand on issues that affect those municipalities in particular. Like you said earlier on, we have tried our best as a province to answer all questions that were posed to the province, including those that are necessarily the responsibility of the national department. But I'm happy that they are here in order for them to expand on those issues and so on and so forth. And when we attempted to answer those, it was trying to ensure that we enhance this thing called intergovernmental relations. That when you pose questions to us, we should not say to you, no, this is not our responsibility, let national department answer. So that's why we tried to answer all the questions. Of course, interacting with those other spheres of government. Having said so, I have discussed with the HOD, will not go into details. He will do the presentation, go straight to those questions and so on. We'll also give the mayors the opportunity to add where they would want to add. But I must also indicate further that I've had some interaction, particularly with the mayor of Peking, to say that some of the issues, we will not expand on them today in this meeting. Because as a province, next week we must go to Kretling in order for us to assess the situation and so on. We'll then be able to give the details in due course. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable MEC. I would like to hand over to the HOT.
Thank you, Chairperson, Honorable Members. Yeah, as indicated, I will not give a detailed report because a detailed report was submitted. Mine is just to give a summary in trying to clarify the issues raised during the visit and respond to the issues contained in the letter forwarded to the department. As the chairperson indicated, we will not deal with the issues around sanitation. Thank you very much, chairperson, for that sigh of relief. I will go to the next issue, which is the 405 extension 25, Freiburg issue. It was resolved, Chair, that a meeting would be scheduled amongst the three spheres of government. I must indicate, Chairperson, that the department is on board with that. We have met with the officials of the municipality in preparing for the said meeting. Because, Chairperson, the matter in Freiburg Extension 25 on 405 has legal issues in it because there is a contractor that has obtained a court order against the contractor that was appointed by the department to continue with the remainder of the 1,000 units in Extension 25. You'd recall, Chair, that in Extension 25, the department and the municipality planned to build 1,500 units in Extension 25. And there is another extension, which is Extension 28, also 1,500. So we started off with the first phase, which is Extension 25. So the point of contention is this particular one. The contractor that was appointed by the municipality to do rectification on the 405 units took the municipality to court. Now, we are unable to, as a department, to get involved there. That's why I said, Chair, the department together with the municipal officials are working on this to bring together the three spheres under one roof. However, as a department, we did meet with NHBRC on this matter, the 405 units, because when the municipality appointed the first contractor to execute this project was enrolled. So it should be covered by the warranty. So the NHBRC has agreed to look into the matter. So we have not yet seen a report. They indicated in the meeting we held with them that they did visit the project, and a report was presented before their council. So we have not yet seen that report that they have served before the council. So it's yet to be released. But the meeting, as I indicated, will be taking place shortly, because we've held discussions with the officials from the municipality. Now, added to that, as I indicated, Chairperson, that as a department, we are a little bit paralyzed as a result of the court order. The municipality owes the second contractor that they appointed to rectify 405 houses. Now, there is this principle of builder's lien that the court has decided upon to say you don't touch the 405 houses because the contractor appointed by the municipality was not paid by the municipality. So it constrains us in terms of ensuring that the illegal occupation in those houses is dealt with effectively. But that meeting that still has to meet will address this particular issue around the court decision and how we move forward in terms of resolving the dispute between the second contractor, who was appointed to rectify the 405 houses. But I must indicate, Chairperson, that the court order did not affect the second part of building 1,000 houses. The contractor is busy on site. We are building the remainder of 1,000 houses in extension 25. So the particular issue surrounds only the houses that were built by the contractor, whose case is with SIU, and SIU has referred the matter to the anti-corruption national tax team. So it only affects the 405. However, we are busy completing 1,000 units as far as phase one is concerned. That is extension 25. That is all, Chairperson, with Naledi, local municipality. Moving on to Daum, progress on trenches and SIU investigation. Bakapuru Tuan. This was a matter which was widely spoken about in the media, where a show house was built and 8 million was paid to the contractor. Chairperson, we know that this was a tranche project where the department tranched the payment to the municipality, and the municipality paid over this particular amount to the contractor. And this contractor, as we have seen in the media, was arrested and is out on bail. So this matter is with the NPA. Now, ladies, I think I have touched widely on this particular one, whereby trench payments were made to the municipality, and as per the latest SIU report, the approximate value is 61 million, meaning that only 20 million, could be accounted for in terms of what the 86 million, which was transferred to the municipality, bought So this matter, as I indicated, was investigated by the SIU, and they indicated in our last interaction with them that the arrests were imminent and so forth and so forth. Apparently, the asset forfeiture is also working on this matter. But what they indicated to us is that it's with the anti-corruption national task team. Rectification, Chairperson. I must indicate, Chairperson, that we have identified, preliminarily so, about 17 projects in the province that would require rectification. We're talking here of those projects which were executed before the NHBRC came into being. That is, since the dawn of democracy, 1994-96, up to 2004. So we are referring to those. We are not referring to the projects which were required to be enrolled when the NHBRC came into being. So here, Chairperson, bekuzenzelwa because bekungekho umuntu ojongayo ukuthi izindlu zakhiwa according to the required standards. So we are referring to those projects. Now, as we indicated, Chairperson, in our last interaction, that at the MINMEC, a decision was taken that the rectification will be done by the national. However, the departments are expected to ring fence 10% of their conditional grants in order to fund rectification. It will be addressed at the national level. And rectification, Chairperson, I must indicate that it involves a cumbersome exercise where an assessment will have to be done by both the national department and NHBRC to ensure that those houses are rectified in a proper way. However, I must indicate that this is what we have budgeted for in the current financial year for rectification. And in Bujanala, that is 167 units targeted, and largely these units are in Gauteng, in Gauteng. As we indicated, Chair, that in Gauteng, Borulelo, our officials will be concluding the audit there, where they look at the structure and see what is wrong with the structure and cost the structure. And Chairperson, in terms of the question which was asked here, it was indicated that a bill of quantities was submitted to Council. We have liaised with relevant technical officials in the municipality. An indication is that no bill of quantities was ever submitted before Council. It was just a status quo report on the housing projects in the area, not a bill of quantities. So what our technical officials of the department, together with our PMU, doing on the ground is to look at the structure and cost the structure. So after costing the structure, we will know exactly how much we will do, you know, in that area. So that is with regard to Bojanala. And in Dr. KK, the 95, lastly, in Tokwe, local municipality. So in this instance, an audit still has to be conducted in this area. And Ngaka Mudiri Mulema, we have identified here extension 1 and extension 2 in Letsopa. And the SIU investigated into this project as well. So that is a project we've identified in that district. And Dr. Ruth Sikhumuti Mumpati, this involves the area which was redemarcated back to the Northern Cape. Here, we are busy with the rectification, because we started with the rectification in this area to make sure that we transfer these projects rectified to the Northern Cape. And this process started before the decision of MINMEC. So that is why with this one, we are continuing on the ground with it. We know exactly what is happening there. We don't want to transfer the houses that are dilapidated to the Northern Cape. We've agreed with the Northern Cape that we would transfer these properties in the right state. And the contractor is busy on site as we speak. The next one. The provincial backlog, Chairperson, can you go to that slide that shows the total, please, before that one? Yes. According to the community survey of 2007, Chairperson, in the Northwest we have a total backlog of 237,880 households. And we have shown there that the biggest chunk of the backlog is in the Bujanala district, for obvious reasons. Rustenburg area and Bred area are the economic areas or hub of the Northwest, so they attract many people into the Northwest. So the backlog there is 922,911 households, followed by Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, the Klerksdorp the Orkney area, also a mining area, so it attracts quite a lot of people. So we have, that is our second. And then the third region is Ngaka Modiri Molema, where we have a backlog of 33,379, followed by Dr. Ruth Sikhumuti Mumpati, 17,134. I must indicate, Chair, going back to that, as a department, what we are trying to do, out of that backlog, we are trying to align our backlog in line with outcome 8. Outcome 8 outputs, we have informal settlements, we have the rental, and affordable. So we want to know exactly, as a department or as a province, when we say we have 237,880,000 households that require formal housing, what accounts for informal settlement? This is what we have done as a province, and we pride ourselves, Chairperson, for now, as a province, that we are the first to conduct this particular exercise, where we have produced an atlas over a period of 5 years. This project started in 2007 and ended this year with the atlas. That shows the trend of the evolution of the informal settlements in the Northwest. So in total, Chairperson, in the Northwest we have 140 informal settlements. And the units, that is the makeshift units, we have 77,600. And Bujanala accounts for 54,000 of that 77. So you can see, Chairperson, that Bujanala is quite important for us to be a priority area. Chairperson, this atlas is able to indicate to us this is how you need to plan to deal with your informal settlement in the province. It says 42.3% of the households, no change. No change has happened. Could be for various reasons, could be the land issues and so on and so forth, or the lack of funding. You know, in the instance where there is land, lack of funding for bulk services and so on. Could be various factors. 23% are in the pre-planning studies where the department and the municipalities are involved, are initiating to do something. 19.8% in the planning phase, 3.6% the services provision phase, 11.5% where we have built houses. I must indicate, Chairperson, that we have done this exercise with SAMHSA, the South African National Space Agency, where we use satellite imagery and GIS, you know, to plot the information. So there is no way that satellite imagery could be wrong. It's accurate. Satellites taking what is happening on the ground and plotting it on the map. So it's accurate. So we are sure about what is happening on the ground. So we regard this as our phase one. Our phase two, we will be using this tool to monitor the construction of houses, not only the informal settlement, the construction of houses, where we will be able to tell. Well, of course, it will be a matter of funding, because to get this information at close intervals, it would be expensive, because the satellite service providers must be able to, you know, adjust the satellite to get them. So it depends on the frequency, but it is a good tool that would be able to tell us. In such a project, we are at this milestone. We are at the foundations. In a particular project, we are at wall plate level, roof level, or completion. So it's satellite. It tells the story. They say a camera does not lie.
It's that particular.
Honorable. Anton says you've done it. Okay. So that is the first output based on the total backlog. So we are in a phase, Chairperson, where we are developing a demand register in line with outcome 8. So at the moment, we are unable as a province to say, as far as rental housing, this is our backlog. As far as affordable, this is our backlog. But through this exercise, where we are going now for the population of the information of each and every household in the Northwest, to say, what are you doing, where are you working, and so on and so on. Because we've developed that software to compile a register. So at the moment, it's only informal settlements that we can say with precision. Informal settlements, we have 77,000 informal settlements. So we know, but we will know after we have compiled this register in terms of rental and affordable, ukuthi ibekloko imenja. But we know the totals. Thank you, Chair. I have already touched on this particular one, Chairperson, the Freiberg extension 25 and 28. So this is the new Northwest Generation House. We no longer call it in the Northwestern RDP House, because we feel that we must give dignity to the people. The mayor of Gauteng is smiling. This is my sister. She prides herself with this particular one. This is my sister. That's my sister. These are the
but
types of. And Chair, these are the houses we you'll be seeing in Freiburg when you come after 3 months. I promise you, I will fulfill that. You will see these houses in Freiburg after 3 months. Municipal Land Audit Chair, as we indicated previously, we are working closely with HDA, and to date we have purchased through them 259 hectares, which will yield about 3,200 residential urban. And there are, of course, our concern, the concern that you raised, Chairperson, that we must not only target private land. So HDA has identified state lands. So since you interacted with the department, this is what they are telling us in their latest report. Those are the pieces of land in Rustenburg and in Madibeng local municipality. This is state land. Rooikont. Chairperson, I'm happy that the executive mayor and the MM are here to assist, but we will present that, yes, Chairperson, an allocation of 1,000 subsidies was redirected to the rural areas of Mafikeng, of course, at the request of Mafikeng when they reprioritized their needs during the IDP processes and so forth. But in our interaction since you visited the province, Chairperson, we have the information that there's an item which is favorable now that will be going to council. A review on the decision which was taken previously will be served before council to say that decision, apparently it will be rescinded, I'm not sure, to evict those people, so which will stabilize the area. And a meeting was held between the officials of the department and the municipality, and what we are saying, Chair, is that in order for us to do a proper housing development, it must be preceded by proper planning. You have seen, Chairperson, in the Northwest, we want to do what we are doing in RDBS Port Dam area, the Sunway project, where land is acquired and so on and so on. Everything is done before you could come up with the top structure. So this is what we also intend to do here, to ensure that the land which belongs to the state is properly transferred to the municipality and so on and so on. Township establishment processes are instituted, the services analysis. You know, we don't want to provide VIPs in this area, Chairperson. We are looking at the possibilities of tapping into what the prison is using, you know, to ensure that we maximize economies of scale before the actual construction of houses. Okay. Of course, Chairperson, I must indicate that this is a cumbersome process. It requires the effort of all the departments that are involved. The Letsopa extension, we are dealing with this. We unblocked this project, and the municipality has just requested that we should put aprons, that the process is through the processes in the department. But we have done this. And the next one is the Akhisanang Extension 3 housing project. This was also a blocked project. You know, Chair, what we are saying as a department, even if we take time, we must make sure that we plan properly. Because if you don't plan properly, you implement first and you plan after. It's chaos. So it's better to spend more time doing the right thing. That is proper planning. So this is one project which was handled by the municipality, where a contractor was appointed by the municipality and the project got blocked because there was no bulk services. So the district had to come in and intervene where they provided bulk services, and then we came in. And this particular project, Chair, I must indicate that it's one of those painful ones, because one MEC who used to be in the department turned the sword there. When Premier Mudisele visited that area, you know, the old lady in that extension had preserved the hole which was dug by the MEC that until my house is built. So we intervened here, Chairperson, and we have installed services, water, we have installed sewer. We are awaiting the report on Geotech, which will be ready in the second week of next month. We believe that by the 1st of September, the contractor will be starting with the construction of top structures, because the services are in the ground as we speak. People have water in their yards. They didn't have water. Sewer is connected. So these people will have waterborne sewer inside their houses. Delrayville, the bus subsidy has been divided between Delrayville Extension 7 and Atamelan Townships, and are to be implemented within this financial year. I spoke on this one, Chairperson, and the MEC has indicated that next week we will be coming to see the area there. But as I indicated, our officials will be finalizing at the end of August the physical audit. And we had indicated in our interaction, Chairperson, that the funds have been made available for this project in the current financial year. So the only thing that was left was to complete the audit. Moses Kotani, Chairperson, these are some of the projects which were handled by the municipalities. As indicated, this project was blocked as a result of the NHBRC issuing a notice here to say they should not proceed because there was no geotech. It started off as a PHP project. Now these projects in the past were not enrolled. When the NHBRC came into being, Chair, they said no, you need to enroll so that you ensure good quality houses for the people, because the houses which were built through PHP here started to crack because there was no geotech. So this is what we preach as a department, to say rather take time doing the right thing rather than rushing and go back and rectify. So we are taking over this particular project as a department. We had taken over all the projects in the province. So this is the last municipality where we are taking these projects. Ramokoka starts, the project was also stopped due to geotech challenges. Mokwase, so on and so forth. Mabul start, challenges there. Opumule say informal settlement. Chairperson, this particular issue, it's an area that is next to the wastewater treatment plant, and there was a structure there which people occupied and so forth. There is no rent which is paid there. The people just invaded, and some of them municipal officials in Madibe. But Chair, you were there. You saw for yourself. The Sunway project will be able to accommodate these people. These people will be relocated to Sunway. About 20 families were relocated to a nearby formalized area called Refente. So once Sunway is completed, remember, Chairperson, we were there, you saw the contractor there, we are going to build 1,000 low-cost houses there, which will accommodate the people from this informal settlement. The disaster one, Chairperson, we received in September last year 15 million rand to address the disasters which struck or occurred in three areas. That is Moi Noi in the Breth area, and that is Madibeng, and the Greater Taung and the Guatemala. So we are addressing that. The only thing that we have not spent all of this money. It was approved during the very late. So we received this amount very late. But the contractors are on site in Lekwatemani and Greater Tau. And then with regard to Moi Noi, we are busy with the township or town planning processes there. The service provider is busy with the town planning processes. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to be part of the last session. So, no, she's prepared to be with us. So we can interact, honorable member, with the report from the network. Honorable, anything?
Well, Chair, maybe before that, if we can just give the mayor of Naledi just a minute to do the addition, and the other two mayors. But it will take less than 3 minutes.
Okay, no, it's welcome.
No, thanks, Chairperson. But I think the presenter was very eloquent. Unless there are some certain questions that we will respond to. But I think the report is quite correct.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
But
however, Chairperson, I think the issue of the SSSIU is quite very serious for us, and would urge the committee to assist us in that regard. It's giving us serious problems because the illegal occupants, and the chairperson was there, they even addressed the committee. So it's a serious impediment in terms of service delivery and addressing those particular problems. But we edge with earnest and seriousness that from here we must go and address the particular problem. But thank you.
Honorable Chairperson, I'm covered to the presentation.
No, I think
thanks very much. Thanks very much, Chairperson. And I think let me use this opportunity to also thank the MEC for hosting us when we were there. Thank you very much. And the department and the HOD, I should indicate to you that you should be a spokesperson rather than a HOD. The way you spoke to the report, you could be very evasive.
and very comprehensive, I guess. But nonetheless, let me just give it and just say thank you very much for the report. And just raise a couple of issues. My mic is not working. Let me get another one. Yeah, thank you very much again, once again, Chef. The first one, on the issue of rectification, I think the HOD, you've mentioned it very well, and let me just put it very clear categorically so that there's no confusion. We don't encourage rectification. I think in my book it's classified as fruitless and wasteful expenditure because we should not be doing that. But however, because of given circumstances that we found ourselves in some instances we have to do rectification. So we should be avoiding it as much as possible, and I think I take your word in that. That moving forward, you will be avoiding that one. Because of, I think we're using quite a lot of money and wasting it on building old projects. The chief director always called them old new projects. and it stuck to my mind, that one. And I think it's one of the most tragic situations in the world. What we found is that you are not building any new projects. You are still dealing with projects ranging from 2002. It doesn't take 10 years to build an RDP. And that's what we found out. And it's quite very sad that you are still dealing with very old projects. So, and I'm quite very much fascinated by your planning. But what is hampering it is that you are planning backward. You are not planning forward. So there's no new projects that you have done other than that CRU that we've seen. That is a new project. But most of the RDP houses are old, new projects. And I think we should be moving away, and as a committee, we are quite concerned with that one. And we will be taking it up very much strongly, that one. The second issue is the issue of the MIG funding. We have received your MIG funding report, and I'm glad that some of the mayors are here in terms of expenditure. Why are you not spending your MIG funds? Because of with all the backlog that we have in basic services, it's very much disingenuous to see that your MIG funding are not spent. And if they are spent, they are spent on wrong projects other than providing basic services. I mean, we've got your report of your MIG funding expenditure, and it doesn't look very much good. And I think you have to definitely improve on it. In some municipalities, there was no expenditure. It was very low expenditure in as far as this is concerned. And there are quite a lot of these culprit municipalities like Madive and Kheteng, Isowotan, Naledi, and Greater Taung. They have not even complied with Section 71 of the MSMA, and it's quite very much a concern for us as well. Thirdly is the issue of the contractors. What we found there is that the contractors seem to be running the show. Why am I saying that? We've been in some areas where the contractor is the one who's responsible for the beneficiary list, and it can never be. It can never be that the contractor allocates those beneficiaries. It is the sole responsibility of the local municipality, you know, and the council in particular, not one particular individual. But what we found is that the contractors were running the show. And linked to that is the issue of saying, why do you have developments where the amount planned of the units doesn't coincide with the amount of beneficiary approved? And it creates tension. Because if you've got 600 units, you've got 450 beneficiaries, and you've got 700 beneficiaries that applied, but you've got 450 beneficiaries approved, and you've got 200 units completed. That is a mess. It doesn't make sense, and it creates tension. So if you can try and synchronize that, if you've got a project that's got 600 units, have 600 approved beneficiaries, and have 600 completed units,
then you are rolling. But in these instances, your figures always, and you cut across the whole province, where you've got these differences in terms of planning. And the other issue is I'm very much happy that you've done your homework in terms of the informal settlements that you have. You've got 140 of them. But linked to that is that, do you know which are greenfields and which are brownfields? Which one can you relocate for the redevelopment, or which one can you do in city upgrading? Because of then the next question would say, if you know that you've got 140 informal settlements, why 3.6% of them have got services and almost 42% doesn't have services at all? So what do you use that information for? Because of you should know that we've got 140 informal settlements, this we will upgrade, this we will not be able to upgrade them. You know, because of part of the emphasis now is to move towards informal settlements upgrading. And I think the use of your UISP comes into question in this regard, to say, what are you doing in terms of your informal settlements? Yes, you've got your good map that you've done, but the status quo in terms of service delivery still remains. And you know the repercussions of that one. Let me comment to you on the issue of the demand register that you have. You are busy establishing. I think it will quite assist you in terms of looking at your rental and your affordable market. It's very good. Go ahead with it. And the issue of the VIP. All right, the sanitation, let me also leave you. We'll deal with the department on that one. Chairperson has just said we should forgive you on that one, because there's something that we should have taken you up very much hard on, but the gloves are off on that one. We'll leave you on that one, and we'll deal with the department. Because of the thing that is surprising is that you always are hell bound on using the VIP toilet. And I really don't understand why. And you should be at some stage be able to look at the alternative sanitation technologies that use less water. I mean, Northwest is a water scarce province. Here comes the question of, do you provide water for drinking, or do you provide water for flushing a toilet? You know, and the logical conclusion would be you'd rather provide water for drinking, not for flushing a toilet. Hence why, that's why you build VIP toilets, you see. But if you use alternative building technology, then that doesn't use water, and that is environmentally sustainable. It can be done. It should be done, especially in the rural provinces. Then let me come to the individual projects that we have visited. And you know, this issue of Dolomite. I don't know, MEC, how true is this Dolomite story? Because of every time, every project we've been to, they've been telling us, no, Dolomite issues are there. And then when we interrogate further, no, the investigation came and there was no Dolomite. So the question is there Dolomite, or is it something that exists in someone's mind to block the project? Because of, in Extension 25, for example, the Freiburg, the adjacent development was told that no, initially there were dolomitic, you know, implications, but on further investigation there was no dolomite. So, and here I would pin it down on the NHBRC. And you need to come forward to us, you know, and say, look, the NHBRC is not helping us in this, because this geotechnical report should be able to assist you and inform you rather than a thumbstuck idea. Because of, you know, you can't plan on a thumbstack. Someone can just say there's a dolomite. So here comes the role of the NHBRC, and I'm happy to note, and we will follow up this one, okay, when the NHBRC appear before us with the annual report, because we have to assist you with this one of the 405. They are solely responsible, because that project was registered with them. So the province or the local municipality should not be feeding the bill in terms of rectifying those houses. It should be NHBRC. And we will definitely put our foot down on that one, because everywhere we've been going, we've been wanting to see what is the role of the NHBRC. It's not for them attending the IGR meeting, but it's for them making sure that these developments happen in a quality format. So for their attendance and signing attendance register, we're not interested in that.
We're interested in that, are they doing quality work and protecting the consumer as much as their mandate is concerned. So we will follow up on that one. And the SIU, I know that Chair, the SIU will be giving us a report later in the year. So great stuff. We will follow up that one, and Mayor will definitely assist you on that one, because you were very much you know, visible and vocal on the issue, and I think it's incumbent on us to assist you. So we will take it up with the SIU when they appear before us, so that it gets the special attention. The issue of Rooikrug, we were told that, I'm glad to know that there will be a council resolution that will rescind the decision. But next, opposite the Rooikrug, were some tribal land issues. And you haven't told us what happened, because there was a question of the 1,000 will be relocated to the other tribal land issues. And then there were 8 other ones that were developed on the opposite side. And they were developed sporadically. You know, one person next door got the RDP house, the other one doesn't have, and we said, but how does it work here? Can you just clarify on that? It's still part of the 1,000 Rooikrug complex saga, because of you have stratified them according to those three, the tribal land and the land opposite and the original Rooikrug area there. So what is the status quo? It looks as if it's still the same, and it's quite concerning for us there. And there was the other one where there was no water. They were relying on communal tap water, but the opposite side has got water and the other side doesn't have water. What is the status quo? And the chief director, have you improved on the specifications of the houses? Just to offer a zinc, that is what we said. It's a question of, you know, having a veranda or having a zinc. The chicken and egg, which one comes first? So have you looked at that? Chair, let me pause there and give other colleagues an opportunity.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that, first of all, I would like to commend Northwest. I think you've had a very difficult situation that you are managing, I must say, in our oversight visit, you were very honest. The MEC was very upfront with us, and it certainly makes life a lot easier when we haven't got to try and dig around and find out all of that stuff. So thank you very much for that. The other thing I want to commend you on, that I hear you saying, and I hope that this is, we're going to see the practicality of this, and that is your planning initiative now. You know, we say in this committee that we've had the Breaking New Ground was launched in 2004, but we see very little of the proper planning on the ground before the top structures go up. So we commend you on that. And I think I just have a couple of questions. I think my colleague here has really covered a lot. I didn't think we were covering the whole of our visit to Northwest, but so I'm going to just you know, concentrate on what was here before us today. And the first thing I want to say is that, you know, in our oversight and in your reporting, it would be very helpful to us if we don't just get, now, for example, in your 405 invaded houses, and you're talking about meetings that you will have shortly. Now, shortly could be, oh, forever. We could be in a year's time, and we say, gee, you know, you said you were going to have a meeting. So if we can have clarity on that, and I think there are 2 meetings outstanding that you are still needing to have regarding that and the, you know, with the illegal occupation. So if we can have some clarification on that. It just gives us something to follow up on, and things don't then just develop. The other thing I want to mention is the contractors and developers that come in and do shoddy work, fraudulent stuff, crookery, that kind of thing. I'm trusting that in the future these people, certainly until the legal side has been to, they've been through the legal process, will not be continually given the work. I think we need to emphasize that. And we're saying they're not guilty until proven so. Allegations are allegations, we know that. But we are cautioning that, you know, we don't perpetuate the situation with giving people work when, you know, there's sticky stuff there in the background. On the rectification, I'm just a little bit unsure how you can talk about a planned delivery and a summary of a business plan when the department is still having to do an assessment. So, and again, this, why I'm saying this is because, you know, we've got to realistically look at, not just put down figures and then in a year's time we haven't delivered on that, but that we know facts. So, and then I have just a question here on the head office 250. I don't quite know what that is. And I'm assuming that this detail that you give us on the planned delivery per region, the 10,000, just under 11,000 units of houses, that is your total backlog. I'm not sure about that. And I think what we're trying to do is to see that the money is available in order to do the delivery that we're expecting, you know, from the housing. And yes, I think the rest has been covered. The survey that you started in 2007, which are figures that you're working on now, I'm assuming that in 2012, nothing has changed much, or has it? That's the question. And I think also, certainly, you do need to be commended on what you are doing here. That when you talk about having the total figures of your informal settlement upgrading, and you say that you're going to break that down into people who can afford and rental and all of that, what is your time frame for that? I think that would also be very important for us. Thank you, Shepherd.
Thanks, Shane. Mine haven't covered by my colleagues. I just want to caution them, the Northwest. Now, when we talk about NHBRC, you must be careful. Let's start with the 405 and the units. Maybe them will take long to identify the what they're supposed to identify the themselves. Coming back to other units now, which are needed to be able to fight besides this one. But I mean, the other I wanted to caution you is that we in the Eastern Cape, the very NHBC, they were using their own companies to identify the houses. Not in Northwest. But when we went back then, those houses which were rectified by the NHBRC, their own company, we had to be rectified again. That means we must be careful when they wanted to you were able to get them when you check the house. But when it comes to rectification, we must get other companies, no, not from them. So that we don't do the rectification again. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. I would like to give the Honourable Mayor from the marketing just to give no approval on the table. Just to brief the committee on the issue. Otherwise, the HOD has covered a lot, but I think it is proper for you to say something to the committee.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I must indeed confirm the information that's given, the report that's given by the HOD on the front, that indeed the portfolio committee in the municipality met, recommended to the mayoral committee. The mayoral committee met also and before itself has got recommendations that say Roy Front people should not be evicted and the item is ready for the council sitting that I think will meet around August. Secondly, I must also find to confirm on the areas that the honourable member is indicating to the area next to Rehold, which I think is the Dihaswana area. The Dihaswana area, indeed, there are houses built in there, sporadic indeed, as the honourable member is indicating, but also to indicate that it was as per the beneficiaries as approved by the department. I must also confirm that indeed there are 9 beneficiaries which have not yet been built houses, and it is because the area, the land that they are occupying, belongs to the municipality and not necessarily in the rural area or the tribal land there, which then becomes the matter that says the municipality has to pronounce on those pieces of land, then for the department to be able to build those 9 houses, which is also the matter that is before the mayoral committee and will finalize very soon, so that then the council pronounce on those pieces of land. But also we have said there's also a need to engage Khosi in there, whether within the same area are there no pieces of land that those people can just shift to before maybe taking a major decision that says the council must then give those people pieces of land. We are finding also to avoid precedences that we will not be able to live with in future. With the water issue, I think, is the Mushawana area. The Mushawana area, indeed, people do not necessarily have water. Our district municipality, we engaged them on the matter, which we've got a report before ourselves that there is a process already, a consultant has been appointed already, and within their budget for 2012-13, they've got 7.5 million rand, which will cover the area to provide water in for those people. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Honorable Mukalapa. We would like to welcome your comments. Indeed, this is what we are going to do as a department to rectify the wrongs of the past. Yes, we have also taken that decision as the HOD countrywide that we don't want to see any rectification, especially when the NHBRC is there. It is painful to build a house today, and 6 months down the line, the house gets rectified. So we try by all means to make sure that the contractors that we employ are both registered with NHBRC and CITP. So, yes, those that are involved in these acts, I must indicate that it is a process. It's not something that is done overnight to blacklist a contractor, because once you fumble in the process, they won't just take it kindly. They would definitely defend it. So we try by all means to build a case before we could blacklist. All projects, the chief director, the MEC also likes to say, but what is this thing game of old new projects? So we are dealing really with this, because the fact of the matter, Chair, is that we need to streamline issues. We cannot ignore the past, you know, issues. We need to address those issues. What we are doing at the moment, we are not only focusing on the old. We are also looking at, you know, new. As you might have seen in the report or presentation, we have secured a piece of land in Venterbond. That would be a new project. So we have identified quite a number of those projects, which we call now the pipeline planning. As and when we complete this project, we will be having new projects so that we are not caught napping. We are planning new projects whilst we are dealing with the old, you know, projects. We will be having a workshop which is organized by National to encourage this thing of proper planning, so that we don't just spend money right around. Because the issue that you've raised, Honorable Mokalata, of a project being approved at a particular number, but when you come to the beneficiaries, it's less, far less. So you do get many of those projects, which we are, as a department, going to close. Where you find a project was approved at 1,000 subsidies, some sum figure, but on the ground you only get 800 approved beneficiaries. So in trying to address that, what we have done is we take those subsidies and relocate it to another, you know, area. We're in the process of closing out those projects where we do not have the beneficiaries, so that we have close-out reports on those projects. And I must indicate that it is a sign of poor planning. You know, if you have, if the MEC, you know, allocates to a municipality so many subsidies, the municipality must make sure, and the MEC must make sure that whatever he gets or she gets from the mayor is accurate. You know, so that will ensure that the people on the ground do not fight. And what we are doing in terms of the demand register, that demand register will not give us some sub figures. You know, because at the moment, we are dealing with the problems of the past, where allocation was just done without checking that, do you have the people? And then you end up building 1,000 houses when you have 800 beneficiaries. That results in vandalism. That results in illegal occupation. So this proper planning that we're talking about, we mean it. But it will take time for us to resolve the issues which occurred in the past. But in the new project, we will not experience this particular issue. The MIG funding, Chairperson, I can comment, no comment there, you know, because this is what we always cry for, you know, as a department. If you recall, we have five outputs in our outcome 8. And that particular output, access to basic services, it is the responsibility of local government. So we can't move when local government is not moving. If they spend that money which is earmarked for, you know, infrastructure, and then spend it on operational, you know, issues, someone will have to deal with that. But we as human settlement,
outcome 8, okay, it's something else. That is why we are having those intergovernmental relations. That is why let us be in one room so that we should understand. They must understand
access to basic services has been allocated to you officially. So you have to work closely. You must know what the money for me. And then they must plan together with yourselves to say, we want you to build here, so we are going to assist you with the MIG funding. So, you have the responsibility of it. Your responsibility, all of you.
Thanks, Chair. At the national level, there is a structure, the implementation forum. It's working quite well at national. We do have, in the Northwest, we have that particular forum where we sit with local government and share our plans. They share their plans, but it's not happening up to where we want it, but we do have the contractors running the show where they deal with beneficiary list. A decision was taken that the beneficiary or subsidy administration must not be done by the contractor. It should be done by the municipality assisted by the department. But, in the past, you recall, if you look at the quantum, in the past, the quantum had I'm not going back. I'm just saying this is what created problems before this decision was taken, where part of the quantum had an item for subsidy administration. So that created a problem in the past where contractors used to do subsidy administration because there was an item that was claimed out of the quantum. So if in the past you left, you didn't say they must do, they would just get that money for free. But we've since, as a department, taken a decision not to allow them to do it because they're going to manipulate, the list and so forth and so on. I spoke to this one, Chair. It's as a result of poor planning, which occurred in the past, that the amount of the planned units versus the approved beneficiaries, the mess that you spoke of, that in Mkalapa. Informal settlements, the greenfields and in situ, the details. Chair, I must indicate that this particular atlas on informal settlement was only handed over to the department in April. So we are finalizing the analysis of that. So we will be able to say, as a department, this is how we have fared in terms of in situ, this is how we have fared in terms of the green field. So the chief director is finalizing that. But well, I agree with Honorable Bomer that it's of no use if that atlas is just shelved, gathering dust there. So we are analyzing that information, which would assist us in moving forward. Yes, Chair, Northwest is Dolomitic. Northwest is Dolomitic. Because the first stage that happens when you assess the soil condition is to conduct a geotechnical investigation, which would reveal what type of the soil and so on and so forth, if you require more, but I must indicate this is a technical field, so you find that in most cases reports were not there and so on, or they were old and so forth. So it changes from time to time. Engineers are here, they will indicate. Sometimes you find that an area used to be a landfill site and so on, and now it was rehabilitated. Now it's something new that needs some kind of technical analysis.
Okay. Ruth Grant was addressed. Honorable. Oh, Chairperson, the specification, the zinc versus the veranda. We, and not only the zinc, Chair, the ceiling. This is the matter that we have committed ourselves that we will take it up with the national. I know when you visited. Yes. All those, Chair. I remember. I thought you were going to commend the department about Mazista, but you said, "Then do I? I see funny then because I not feeling." And national are here, so that when we present this at the technical min-max, they must understand that we feel the heat. We feel the heat down there.
Literally.
We spoke about the meetings. Chair, as I indicated, Honorable Bowman, shortly would mean 4 weeks. Shortly would mean 4 weeks, because we are doing the preparatory meeting. Or that meeting would even sit even before 4 weeks lapse. Yes, we agree with you that the use of contractors, I mean, who are doing shoddy work. There is one that I referred to in Khete that we've terminated. We are terminating all these municipalities that are not performing and that are giving us poor workmanship. We have terminated that one in Khete, for instance. We don't know if he's going to take us on, he's going to defend, but we'll see when we cross the river. But we are terminating those. Dot, you don't want to talk. What to give?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My voice is not good, but I think the SOD has covered all the aspects. What we can just indicate is specifically to the issues that relate to areas that were implementing projects and their dolomitic area. The SOD has covered this part. This is an issue that involves compliance on the outside as well as issues that relate to the quality of the structure. It's something that you cannot run away from it. It's an issue also that also involves the communities, because you find a situation whereby our area is mostly rural. Is occupied in every space, and most of the projects that we are indicating are more of upgrading or in situ. For example, I've just received a report recently of one of the burning areas in our area where the report is indicating that we can't build. It means now the MEC as well as the political leadership of the municipality, we must be able to find ways of saying we cannot build in that area. But we must be able to be convincing to say, where are we going to take those people? We also don't know how are they going to actually accept that kind of a decision. So it's an issue that really we cannot run away from it. Unfortunately, the previous projects that were implemented that we took over from certain municipalities, some didn't do this study. And now when we take over the project, we need to enroll it again, which means we must go back and do this study. And when this that is revealed otherwise, then it becomes a problem. I think all other aspects should have been covered. I've also, in terms of the zinc, with respect to the national zinc as well as the ceiling, I've referred this matter should be to the PMU so that they can quantify and tell us exactly how much will it cost us to do the zinc, specifically in the rural areas. We've got more complaints from the communities that want to say, these houses, when it's hot, they become too hot. When it's cold, they become too cold. So we need to come out with those things, specifically in the rural area. Thank you.
Thank you.
Massive,
We are still having a long session. It's an
issue. Yeah, and just the one response on Madiving, the Mututun project. We haven't had feedback on it. Remember, those ones that were just left were just deserted. And just a briefing on the status quo with the Northwest Housing Corporation.
Can we agree? This type of a meeting is not a, it's a fully fledged follow-up meeting.
Mm.
There are specific issues. It is as to pick up. It's not kind of what it's manner of clarity. Let's bring it up on what we cannot submit this report with issues that are not clarified. And more especially, just say, well, for us, we want to be stated up to those issues. We can't report to Parliament. No, we can't. We still have to adopt our report and submit it, adopt a Parliament with further recommendations. But it's in a concrete report, at least, that's why I forward to Parliament. Thereafter, 3 months, that's called. But in the other matter, they may comment as we would. While our students are standing two magging with any kind of the animal team, Nisi Pama, Bakupe, other students, our servants are almost power. Not other people, our servants are going to be but those people who are specifically working for the municipality. Yeah, Bala, they are in the Venetian. And then the government is comfortable with that situation. We can't let that. So what we are requesting with Nenezani Koyo, MEC, Mobasoba Kokan, Loba Kuziawe, Nagoto, the idea of Koyo, imagine my consideration of Kufa Ababa Sibin, Ingaba Edit. National Munendela, I'm often in Koto Kotwana say container. Ukutra Ababa Sibin, Abasabezala, Ulmed, Abasabezal Fulmed.
No, Chairperson, I can't have specific questions on the visit. You know I missed it because it's blessed with my other committee's oversight work. Yeah, and I'm very sorry about that because I never like to miss, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing. But anyway, can't divide myself. One half goes to tourism and the other half goes to human settlement. There was a question that was asked by Honorable Bowman. I had been interested in that actually. On the question of the beneficiaries, you plan for 1,000 beneficiaries, but you actually provide, you end up with 800 beneficiaries. You gave that example. You know, I don't think you tackled that question. And I would have added and said, and then what happens, for instance, do you actually get 100 units built, but only 800 people occupying the area? Or do you get 800 units built, although you had planned for 1,000? Supposing you had planned for 1,000 units, but you end up with 800 units, what happens to the subsidies that, for instance, the 200 subsidies? I'm interested in the money part of it, whether that money has all been used or whether those funds, there are some funds which we don't know where they ended.
obviously, because we don't have enough beneficiaries, yet we have planned for more. I wish you could take that question. Otherwise, Chairperson, I can't have a specific question about the future.
Thank you very much. Let me practicalize it like this. As we indicated, Honorable Ukuthi, most of these projects, they were approved long time. A practical example is Moretele, where we have unblocked a project in the region of 1,600 beneficiaries. They were approved when the subsidy was 31,000. But when we unblocked this project, the subsidy was 55,000. Now, as we move onto the ground through the contractor, you'd find that out of that 1,600, on the ground, the life of this beneficiary improved to an extent that una a formal household. So, as though they approved 7 years ago. But now the life has changed, socioeconomic life, now this person is working and so on and so on. Now, that now results in this person not getting. If that subsidy is taken to another beneficiary qualified, it's not spent on that beneficiary. So this is why you get this situation where you planned to build 1,000, and then in some instances you end up building 800, not building 100 and 800 occupying 100. That other way, not honorable.
Chairperson, can we say then, all the funds that were allocated for that particular project are in fact accounted for?
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you committing?
Can
I stop this discussion by saying, you know, I think we have said as the portfolio committee, we need to have a session, a summit. There are issues that we cannot finalize yet.
Mm.
And those are critical issues. And we have should have already have that summit even last year. I think it lies on our side as Parliament, because we said that is going to be facilitated by Parliament. Yesterday's populism, because even this socio-economic life that changes, sometimes it's not fair. Umuntu achinje nje ngo 100 rand, That 100 rand is not doing anything to that particular person. So I'm trying to say there are so many issues that we need to talk about. Let's agree with this time around. The portfolio committee might facilitate the national level summit. Especially in Songhe, housing code reviewers, please. 2004, we have to change. But as it is, the obvious man is saying that they are going to know there is a need. They are going to buy a stick in Oxfam is an injured dollar leo during Una to come to Lindsay. No, Oxfam is an. But we will still find what is on the agenda. As it is, they are meeting what man is saying in a three house and hold it as we are operating to move forward. And then the other issue I want to comment with those people are providing sanitation. Meanwhile, circular processes are managed. You understand? It's going to take much time. And then the other issue is the issue of the beneficiary list. The beneficiary list must be clear over the issue at the municipal level. The officials are plus. I am the officials. After Holy Cow. Our officials are corrupt now. Not to be corrupt. So engage into that process. Both parties must be involved. If we are a ward in a ward one, the ward councillor, you know, ibe iti oversee oversee the process. Ama officials zenzomsebenzi wawo. So that kuzobakho i-fairness naye akwazi uku-accounta to the council. That political leader i-council ikwazi uku-accounta. Then once iyofika ku-MEC inasika i-benefit, inasika i-list seyilungisiwe at a leto local level. Akakho omnye umntu one-right. There's not even one single person municipality that has got the right ukuthi might deregister umuntu from the list. That is why it's balance challenges. Abantu ba deregister. When is it ka on the right of to deregister? Nakhona u deregister umini o MEC after they funene yonke information all the processes ukuthi zenziwe. Kodwa andi understand ukuthi why abantu besitha babafumana ama beneficiaries because manje finisa la form ibhala i beneficiary yami xa ningasafumaneki mina la muntu akasafumaneki asaziwa noma nje ngowaphi ngoku but yonke information ikhona pha so other issues zinto nje efuna sithi bife up i commitment yethu as ama officers ethu as management yethu isimise kakhulu kuloo nto leyo so zinto nje ezincane nje ezifuna uba at least sisebenzisane. Then on the issue ye dolomatic yabana le ndaba yoba kuthiwa as less environment asikwazi ukwakha sithini. I think we need to invite all these council geotech councils before the portfolio committee because kukhona i-areas okuthiwa awunawakha totally kukhona nakuthiwa ungakha but ukusebenzise kanje. But ngoku nabona bavele kwenziwe nje inatri overall nto kuthiwe no idolomatic so we can't no we can't let that at the expense of development so we need to invite these people as the portfolio sihlale nabo sixoxe nabo ukuthi kanye siyakuphi la so that bakwazi ukusi-assist then the issue of i-community participation it's very very crucial basingayithathi kancini ama involvement ukuthi xa kuzodevelopha mababe involved all the time siba engaged siyazi ukuthi akhona ama problems but ke we need to try ukuthi thina siwanciphise ngokulokwethu i-mid funding anophinde ngithethe into ngayo sesiyixoxile kakhulu ukuthi masincisane ngeyiphinde ngithethe ngayo then i-rectification nasina we're not going to accept ukuthi nisezakwenza into ethile inansika i-study e-northwest apha thina besimile kwi-podium nisixelele ukuthi niyarectify e-northwest but a vote besimile pha nisixelele ukuthi niyarectify e-northwest asifuni story ke how much have you spent in this first quarter for rectification second quarter for rectification ningasixela ukuthi nisazakwenza eninini yani ngenawuze nithathe imali nithi yo-10% babo nithi niyorectify kanti nisezakwenza something else so as he accept that sifuna imali isixelele asuze imali thina nimane nisifida nisithi this is the plan started the plan for the department and then this is the budget that has been allocated sine thina phasimanyelwe i-community and then at the end of the day into zingenzeki sibonakale thina as if noka asiphila ngaphe zihlobo I'm not going to allow you to zenzeke to let those things happen so we'll request ezinye izinto zibe ne-time frame from inasika i-presentations and but ke siyayibulela kakhulu i-report and siyabulela kakhulu emisine leadership yomasipala right sasine hand so ili-leadership yomasipala ukuthi babekhona masiqhubalelele le program sibulela kakhulu niyabona kakuhle ukuthi you are committed I'm sure xa nisuka apha nawusuka ngevoti asini isandla sikameya nesikameya
okay, thank Chair. That's the one thing for future planning, especially on housing. There comes a time where our people, especially in rural areas, are faced with emergency need of houses, burnt down houses, you're blown away. This comes against you're blown away, roofing of houses and so forth. And we do not necessarily hear from the department, especially national department, how do they accommodate those kinds of situations, because as they come, they are then facing municipalities who do not necessarily have the authority or responsibility of building houses for our people. So we are please requesting that should be accommodated
there should be a clear plan on what should happen so that municipalities must then know that when they are faced with that kind of situation, where to go, and also request that there should be an improvement in the administration of beneficiaries, especially of such incidents. Thanks very much, Chair.
No, just the last one. I was very interested
to
hear.
No,
not that is fine.
Just come back for 5 minutes.
Last report to Parliament,
we should increase the number of contractors. We have heeded Parliament's call for that, and for that reason, we then cut the allocation that was in the third year, which was this year 12-13, on those two contractors, so that we are able to bring in more contractors. Unfortunately, that process, in order to avoid what Northwest has spoken to in terms of contractor litigating you when you change the conditions of the allocation, because we have given them an appointment for over 3 years. But in order to avoid being litigated and stall the whole project, we then entered in the protracted discussions with them. Unfortunately, that process delayed slightly because it took us almost into April and a bit of May. And after, when we agreed, we first wrote them the new issue letter, which they then disputed, and we had to go back to the bid committee to get approval, and then we issued them the second allocation letter, which had taken off almost, in terms of value, 200 million in terms of value from them. So finally, that agreement has been reached. We have taken that away, and we're going to be advertising so that we get more players in that. The second part to that was that all these processes you have to, because it's administration, you have to do it such that you comply with the audit and the ages. Hence, it meant that we needed to go back to supply chain and get supply chain to ratify everything, including the acceptance letter as the institution. So yes, we delayed 10%, it's correct, and for that we apologize. It's cost of process that took much longer than we were. But as it is, I can confirm to Parliament that we are appointing, we're busy appointing for almost all the municipalities, and then we'll be introducing those people with the municipalities. 2 weeks ago, I was in the Eastern Cape. I even explained to Munimec of the Eastern Cape, where is MEC Kobosiana with his municipality and mayor, that we had a delay, but we will be, as we appoint, we'll be discussing the appointment of those people with all the municipal mayors, so that they get to know which contractors are coming to work in their area. But we'll seek to get people from those regions. So that's my utmost humble apology for the delay that we had in the project this year, because we needed to appoint more people. So Northwest, we've got 57 million for this year. I can just put this, Peter did not put that in the slide, but I can say that Bujanala has got 11, which Bujanala, which is 11 million, Madibeng 9, Moretleta 9, Nagamudiri, which was Ratlo with 7 million, Ramuchere with 7 million, Dr. Ruth Mumpati has got Etma Mosa 7 million, and Greater Town 7 million. Together it becomes 57 million. And the other thing is that these municipalities are the same municipalities that worked in the past 2 years. So we don't foresee, we have established good relations with them. We don't foresee any problems going forward. It's just going to be moving. Experience has shown that we were able last year when we had to start, even at much later with almost everything, to try and move in Northwest as quickly as possible. We had a budget of about 6 million, including rollover, and we spent up until March 22 million of that at that quick phase, and the later invoices were paid post as well. So if Chairperson allows, I could also indicate what the other part of sanitation. Just need to indicate to the House, the Parliament, that MIG, as you've heard, there was a comment on it, has got a budget in total of 13.8 billion nationally. This is how MIG is spread, honorable members. You can see that the biggest recipient of MIG is KZN, followed by Eastern Cape, and Limpopo, then MP, and Northwest is at 1.4 billion. And in that, the portion in the Northwest, 1.4 billion. The portion that goes to water and sanitation is 627 million, which is almost half of that MIG allocation. So this is the portion that the municipal managers, together with the honorable mayor, need to ensure that it goes to infrastructure development of sanitation in those areas. Remember, honorable members, RIP has got a lifespan that is ending next year, but the permanent funding of sanitation is in means, and this is where we've got the biggest problem, because we don't get to get plans as well as reports on this part. So we need to bring to Parliament of this so that we jointly you are able to provide oversight on that. Let me indicate how it is spread. Bujanala district has got almost 300 million and spread into those municipalities overseen by the district itself, where Murulete has got 7, Madiveng 88, Mustenberg 78, Fetes River 7, and Moses Cotton 2. Kenneth Kaunda has got 72 million spread into those 4 million. No, you did not have that. I'll leave it with you. Yeah. And then Nagamudi Rimulema has got 157. At the time when we went to Dora, when we accepted this from Dora, we did not have the split as to the local, but already it was confirmed at the district level to what are the last one, Ruth Mumbasi district at 91. And these are the municipalities that we allocated with them.
Thank you, Chairperson. What we have got in front of us is figures that we can relate to. Now, these latest figures, we've got nothing in front of us, so I'm going to be speaking to what I have. And the first thing I want to say is that this sanitation thing has now become the big elephant in the room, I'm afraid to say. We are really at the point now of being totally set up with sanitation. We, some time ago, and I go back when sanitation became, you know, our responsibility, and then for that first year we listened to all the things about why we couldn't do it and all this because of the changeovers and all this, and then we had got the problem of the legislation sitting with the water still, and we've got the implementation, all these things. We know that background. I don't want to go there. But we expected better in the next year, and the next year was no better. I'm sitting here with sanitation program in office. You know, as we travel around, even now, as I've gone about in my constituency, in the rural areas, sanitation doesn't exist. I mean, it's terrible what people are coping with out there. And what I want to say is this, that it is a health hazard what we have got out there. It's a health hazard. So we're not taking this thing lightly anymore now. And I'm looking, first of all, the service providers that we're not providing. And I'm looking here at this report that we've got from the Northwest on page 35. If you've got it, and I'm sure you've seen it. Slide 35. And on the slide here in the Northwest, and we've spoken about these service providers that cannot deliver. We've got here 32 million rand allocated to IDP. This is now, as I see it here, 2010-2011. Completed units. No, right down the page here. The Mbula Trust, who at least are delivering something, I see that delivered nothing here, but in the past has done something. They've been allocated 11 million rands worth. So there's something that is very, very wrong here. We can only follow reports. We can only follow the money as an oversight.
We can't go and inspect every single municipality out there and see what they do. This is a report that we've got. We've got two municipalities who have not had service providers appointed yet. Who's going to get this? Is this some of what you do? It seems to me that, you know, I don't know. We're going backwards, we're not going forward. So, I don't know if this is a correct report or it's not. I see you shaking your head. And then, when I come to the, I want to relate now to the mixing as well, because we're sitting here with reports, figures that have been given to us on the mixing. And I cannot understand how we are overseeing, because this is national department responsibility, how we are overseeing this kind of thing, and yet we're not we're not getting the money spent, so we're not delivering on the ground. And if we look at what we've got here, we're looking at Muddy Bank. The percentage spent in 2010-11, we're talking about 14.6% of the mix spent. We're talking about My King, 47.6%. There's only one municipality, this Sobotla, that have actually delivered. In fact, they've overspent. But the others are all underspent, but some of them are really big underspent. So we've got money, and as you will recall that the minister, I know in the last financial year, we were talking about 22 billion rand for housing. It wasn't. 122 billion rand was on human settlement. When you bring into land all the infrastructure, you know, the water, the electricity, all that goes into a human settlement. So we've got lots of money, but we're not spending it in all these. Now, we're not overseeing this project, and we need to see that something happens there. The other thing I want to talk about is the, I'm sitting here on a report from Water, and a suggested budget per unit that they allow for. And Northwest here, they divide it into a minimum, maximum, and an average. Minimum and maximum. Now, the maximum is just over 7,000 rand for a unit. Now, my understanding is that you are suggesting 9,000 rand. Now, what is the 9,000 rand as opposed to the 7,028 rand? We want to know a breakdown of costs. And it can't be the same. You know, it's not the same in every... we no longer talk of one size fits all. Now it's different things for different people, you know. So we need to know a breakdown of what goes into material costs, what goes into the labour costs, so that we know. And then, of course, there's the maintenance as well. Chairperson, I think I've said enough. Excepting to say that I don't think that we are serious, and this committee has already suggested to you that you go to a place like CSIR and go find out what is actually out there, you know, that we can change some of the things that we're doing. And during the course of my constituency work, I've come across a man who's done a lot of work in the and with water affairs and CSIR and everything. Ubuntu is the name of the company. But we've got to be engaging and looking and from a health point of view, as well as a dignity point of view. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Comrade Philip, we're in Northwest doing the oversight. Somebody from National who is there, deployed by NISA, told us that there are no public systems in Northwest at all. Until a mayor stood up and said to us, for my system, it seems as if what you know national is not what's happening down there.
even what I can check now is the figures. If you check now, the one that's been given 9 million, 11 million, who informed you that? Of course, even the people that are down there, your people there said, no, it's no, participate there. Who informed you what? Because if your people say, no, everything's fine, everything's fine, and then you come up with figures, who informed you about the figures? That means there's something wrong within your department. Luckily, you said now that you want people to inform the mayor that there is somebody who wants to be employed in this municipality. Do you know what is happening? You employ people from other provinces to do the job. Who gives you the information that we must employ from other? If you are doing the Eastern Cape, you employ somebody from Northern Cape, Kimberley. That means this is where now the corruption starts. Because you don't have employed people from the same province. So that people can check the company. That's why now all we are giving them this nice figures, and then Martin Bang, the 9 million and others. If maybe you can take two steps backward and then find out and then sit down and say, what am I doing? It's a crisis. If you check now, then your just like the wife. You see, IDT, 11 million. You know exactly that, and it's not even a start. The IDT has got it to 1 billion, sitting with them there. They have done nothing to them. If you go to education, same as IDT, all the public with the same item, but you continue. We have been begging you to deal with it. Of course, it's better for white because it's one of the entities. And we don't know what is your problem to deal with the IDT. We continue now. Now, when we are asking, when we are doing it together with Neville and other people. As I said, how much is a unit, a toilet? No, to say inclusive material. How much? Leave the inclusive one. Is it a material? How much? Now, when you go to Northwest, it's 9 million. It's not even 7 million. It's 7 million, 700 inclusive. Now, when you go to Northwest, it's 9 million.
9,000.
No, I mean 9,000. What is that? So there's something, there's something goes to the end. There's something wrong. I don't know whether maybe whether we can clarify. There's something which not there to us. Because we have been talking to you 2010, 2011, 2012 now. Same thing. We said it's a non-starter IDT. We were in KZN, you know that. They told us that they built them the numbers. There was none. You continue, now it's 2012 now, you continue giving them the long set, a non-starter. What must you say to you? Tell us, what must you say? Okay, thanks, sir. It is difficult to argue about it. It's something we have for a long time. Is this 2010, 2011, 2012?
Mm. Thanks very much, Chair. You know, I agree with Honorable Thomas. There is an elephant in the room. The question is how do they get it in the room? I think that's the fundamental question that the fundamental. How did they get it in? And if ever they will find innovative ways to get it out.
It's
Chair. Well, it's an elephant. We must consider that. Very difficult to get it in and out. So we've got to be... Chair, but, you know, this thing, it's sad because of it coming to the life cycle of the RIP is coming to an end in 2014, and of which all the targets that we have put across would not be achieved. It's very sad, really, on this report. And I think the department is not taking this risk seriously. Because the essence is that water is saying to us, you know, we're going to take back sanitation. And that is a battle that we are having. And with these figures that they are showing us, obviously we are losing the argument and the debate because of water was saying, yeah, but you've got these funds, you are not spending them. I find it very much strange that why are these funds allocated, but these targets are not. And we are giving very conservative figures here. You know, because of the question I would want to ask is, what criteria are you using to choose this area? You know, because of there are other local areas that are rural that are not listed here. What criteria do you use to choose this area? And because what do you do with the shortfall of the previous year? Because of you said to us, you allocated 28 million for 2010-2011, you had 3,500, you built only 3,100, and you got the shortfall of 560. Is this the whole new project syndrome that is happening here? Because of I don't understand that sanitation is a big issue. Everywhere we go, I get inundated with calls from private companies that phone me and say, you know, honorable, we've got solutions for the crisis. Why can't we implement? Why are we so stuck on this one old system that can't work or giving us backlog? Why can't we think out of the box and think out of the elephant in the room? You know, and this IDT and Mvula Trans, IDT, I'm told that it has even indicated that it doesn't have the capacity to do good toilets. Why are they still there? Because this municipal mayor who are here will tell you the tension on the ground is that why do you bring IDT here while you've got people who can do the job? And that is why this thing is not happening. Because of at the local level on the ground, there people are fighting over this IDT. What is so special about this IDT chair that it cannot be removed? Maybe the question that we must ask the minister. In fact, it's an oral question I'll ask him in Parliament. What is so special about this IDT that it has even indicated that it doesn't have, and year on year out it shows that it doesn't complete its target. Mvula is even at least trying, you know. But this IDT is not doing anything, but it's keeping the elephant in the room. You know, I don't understand that thing. And, you know, Northwest, you've now got 1.4 billion that you need to think how you're going to spend for the next year in terms of your MIC allocation. And you've got 627 million for water and sanitation. Why do we still got a problem? I really, it doesn't make logical sense for me that we're going towards, it was a 1.4 billion project, it's now going to an end and no target. We are not even making a small dent in dealing with the issue of sanitation. And it's a very serious issue. It speaks to the constitution of the republic. It's about human dignity. That one, we cannot throw emotions on it. We can't play politics on it. It's a very important issue that we need to see what do we do with this backlog of sanitation. Because of when you go out there, there are areas where you still see that if this South Africa in 2012, you get surprised and get shocked about this. You know, so it speaks to the heart of the Constitution and speaks to the heart of why we are all here. Why do we still have got the bucket system? Why do we still got people who use, you know, who go to the toilet in human conditions? That's the question we got to ask. That's the elephant in the room in my sense.
Okay.
Dr. Lothar. Chair, I don't want to whether my leader and ask the question. But I want a proposal, Chair, which is very progressive. A proposal. A very progressive one, which says, now that we have been dealing with this sanitation issue for years, I think maybe my colleague or my colleague
we will see, we will support Mr. Black. We need now the parliament to intervene now. We need the parliament to intervene. That proposal now. The parliament must intervene now. We can't let it go now. It's coming from us, the portfolio committee. The parliament must intervene. If I have got for someone who's got to 7 million, I'm very much pleased to change.
Okay. Northwest. Can you see you have got 84% completion of toilets? I'm not saying you can respond, but I think you have to make a follow up on that one. Where are those toilets? Who are those toilets? And what that estimation of 3,000, where it was done, when was, and so on. I'm just giving that to you make a follow up. But I want you to talk to the report that we have been given. Let's talk about costing. It can't be just a flat rate. Can't be just a flat rate, 9,000 to all these problems. How do you came to that 9,000? And who is responsible? Is this the national department only that is supposed to be responsible for costing? Or are there any other stakeholders that should participate in the costing process so that we are able to know what is that 9,000 has been agreed upon by the stakeholders, informed by something that we can be convinced about. The second issue, we have not talked about the Maxima, what Maxima is doing. If there can't be no toilet, that is, what are they managing? Are you paying Maxima every month, but there is nothing that is happening on the ground? Yes, we understand the disputes and so on and so on, but you mean to say, Nilibala Ukana has bottles, Nilwa has contractors. As contractors are Kubeg in Alumsted, of which this plan was introduced to Parliament in April to say, in Northwest, you are going to do this job IDT. And then Vulatas, you are going to do this job. Maxima, you are going to manage these contractors. So you mean in the very bottom, very important, you started last year. If you remember very well, in 2010, we had challenges about the performance of ICT. And we listed, we were clear in our report. And you see, I'm offering you a report because you are here at least you are certain number to represent our premise, because this information has to go to Inazuka Yonke, Northwest, the cabinet, the executive, should know what the portfolio committee. So far, what have we done to ensure what the sanitation is delivered in this country, including the Northwest? We raised the concern, a report, it is there, which has been adopted by Parliament. So now my recommendations are clear. Who IDT maga investigate with? Yen billing system yake. And so on. There are so issues that is Brazil. That has never happened. Secondly, our recommendations were saying, and then they came up to say what they are going to do. They are going to provide a recovery plan. Because as a small would have taken a spend. And I will spend to the previous year.
They came up with a recovery plan by these institutions, service providers. And UICT came up with a total of 3,000 units in a month, and so 100,000 units in a month. First day of level, we were here in this committee room last week. And then the department agreed with the portfolio committee to say, really, this plan is too good to be true. Then they said they will come up with the quantity survey. Now, it's an event offer one by only one. Really, the report came up to say, the quantities are there, it concerns this plan cannot work. Then the department came to us to say they are going to reduce the number of ICT. And we were not happy, but we accepted it because that was going to overload Umbula Trust. No blaster that we were going to perform and perform. But because we had no other option in this committee, we accepted that. To say, I want blaster to go swim, to go on, to put my hand as in that. Because of India, they are introduced by the National Treasury, the program, which is the state parastatal institution. Of which now we had a question. What the EIDT is servicing 18 departments. How is it going to perform in various fields, not in sanitation only? That was our concern. And then the other concern was that EIDT, what Agana man, Ufuna, what is this called? The money for the long time is still advanced payment. Yet, Tina, if finding the zero is this committee, the formation to UICT, at the end of the financial year, 2010-11, they received 26 billion from the respective departments. So I'm saying to say, as this committee, we have got uncertainties about the ICT performance. At least again, there's a formula now, but now let's go further. Masumtata means that can still speak at the end of 2011-12 financial year. Masumtata means then, but come up with no. The contract here, Baba is signed. Baba, we are not going to pay for me. Off, I put me out. And you understand, but then who is putting you on another level? Then you can't do it. If nothing is happening for me, can you get it here, the band? Fine, the question is the Muzali. If the institution, not Kenina, the institution, the government, it was your now, which is our Mangalino government. But the government, I don't know, and I ever did, and I was Shukuma, and I did this. This is my answer to Leo Yena. We don't understand. Tina, as politicians, we don't understand what is the right and wrong. Ubazo, what they are doing, what they are doing. But again, it's fine, it's fine. What we are saying now, let report, let report, because let report is implemented from each department, as if we never from elsewhere. This information came from each department. This is the right information, and we are going to use this information. Your information is correct, because we have allocated so much to ICT. The question is, how come City Basic Villain and Avis was an impede Nina Nim allocated a more to ICT? That's a question mark. Is there a hand and you don't know? Yeah, so this is the answer, which is no, we are having a question mark. And now we wish to say, let me take on one other from Machoba. Tina, is this portfolio committee enough is enough? No, continue with your, we accept the apology. We accept the apology for delays because those issues, but Tina, what we cannot agree is this committee. i-institution isingaperform ilibazise idelivery. Ithi institution ingaperformi ihindarise i-progress. Thina sizoyibamba kuhle, sizoyibamba kuhle ukuthi igasi ezingaka izithathathi. Then we are going to seek an intervention nasuka from i-parliament. We are going to act on this because nina niyayicenga niyayitatamisa ngubhedi. We agree wenu lobhedi, thina ke ayingobhedi wethu, because into afana ke siyivumele. We can't allow ukuthi u-public protector advocate kube nguyena ohlonitshwayo in this country rather than the elected representative, public representative. We can't allow that. We can't allow that. We are going to take our center stage now. Bona galma, bani, olawulizwe. Banobhotelwayo. Nina ama-officers hayi ningacengane, niyeze yonke le nto yenu. Hayi, continue. But now, we are going to take a center stage as this portfolio committee. Bona kathi ngoba ngoku into enzekayo, u-advocate ugcwala yonke le ndawo, siyafika thina sithi bonani apha la sisuke ziqabhukile, izani nizoyivala, ningayivali. Asike u-advocate athi nasika akunandayo ke siye kulo, athi nasi suke sigqabhukile nigidime niyoyivala. So we are not going to allow that. So we really accept your apology. Don't think that as we acknowledge the effort. We acknowledge the effort then, but now for this particular issue, we will sort ourselves. Lega ngizobona ngoku lo okhona omkhulu khulu madonsela ukhona ne elected public representative. Whether it's an executive or us, because we are all public representatives in a sense. We are all. So I think it was very, very important to let's raise this. So I think nobody paid Lele. But in the first place, we must money and battle and every man and battle a man in the Southern Northwest. When done, why call him in the Southern Northwest? That is very, very crucial. I say, I'm going to go to ngoba anikasiphendule ngalo kudala sinibuza ngaloo mazulu. 12 million ya last year anikayithembile ukuthi wayispenda emini umazima, kodwa akukho, there's no output. What is mazima managing? So phendula nje ezi ntana kuziyeke ezezinye ezi, because I was giving information kwiinkokheli ezi. Zinkokheli ngaloko ezi, we are all purpose of citizens. Yabonao? Bese ngokuthetha thina ngokuthetha kwezinye iphatho zokuba sizinika i-information emahle no ukuthi and ngento esiyikhalazelayo kuni. You can't take i-program usuke nayo kunational uyithwale uye nayo kwi-local government ushiya i-provincial government. You can't. We have been raising that ever since August, each and every meeting. Sithi xa nisika kwi-province nale inesisilwane seminisiphele, hambani niye kwi-province. Nifika nithi province nasi program yonke into. Sicela kubekho i-steering committee, provincial steering committee esizawuncedisa kwanina ukumonitharisa esi silwane nize naso. Ukwenzela uba ezi happy letters ezisayine kudala sinixelela nge-happy letters ukuthi ezi-happy letters ziyabaqoqodisa abantu ukuthi mabasayine i-happy letters. I-happy letter funeka isayinwe yi-province, steering committee se-province, isayinwe yi-district, isayinwe local municipality ne-beneficiary. Ezo nto zenzeki 3 years zithetha intwenye. Angeke sivume, angeke amadodana ngeke sivume. Mna ngeke nje ngithi ndithethwe ngabantu kulona zoba ngobonakala u-public protector kungena ozawumanyela ngaphezu kwethu, angeke. So siyacela nje ukuthi le into imibhalisa vuye ukuyifumana i-information. So I think
Congress is from our municipalities, but I also hear it because I don't know why we're losing. But we're going to play.
Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, thank you for the input, and I'm taking it very seriously with my colleagues here, that most of those issues that you've raised are also intended to help us to improve where we're still getting certain things incorrect. But can I just clarify a few things, Chairperson, if you allow that? It is true that Parliament has advised us to relook at the allocations, even though we had contracted, say, those two service providers over the period of 3 years leading up to the end of this financial year. And for that, we have heeded that call. I think what is not clear in this slide, Chairperson, is that whereas this slide demonstrates the allocation as these resources were allocated, in the contract 3 years ago, but it doesn't say who is going to be working at this infrastructure this year. You see, Chairperson, municipalities like Madibe, these municipalities that are here under IGT, when those two companies tendered two years ago, they were given a particular municipality. So if you were given Madibe, you run with Madibe for the next 3 years. So that is what this one is capturing. But it's not capturing who is going to implement this year. So do you follow that thing? When a three-year allocation was made, that they were given in terms of municipalities. So there were municipalities that is given to ICT, municipalities that is given to Bula. So the municipality where Bula is working, it was intended to work for all 3 years. So this one, you find that where the last name is written, it was working there for the past 3 years in the same municipality. Where IBC name is written, it was working there for the past 2 years. So that's why it looks like this. Certainly,
but it does not change what we are saying. Even whether you have allocated last year, let's agree with you. That was a last year's allocation. Why did you allocate IGT more than? This is a question that needs response. Why IGT was allocated more than Mbula? But that's a challenge. Is there a situation where they are just negative, if you allocation your fund?
Yes.
Because if you are saying this 67 million, you said there was a 28 million that was allocated for the previous year. I mean that's what you roll out. So it comes up to 57. Now that's where the confusion in Ghana, this confuses us as members of parliament. Now here we are seeing 57 million that has been allocated to Northwest, and now Tina, when we engage according to the 57. Now you are telling us that allocation was for a previous year. How much was it for a previous year? And then for this current financial year now, what is the allocation to this municipality? Well, because we know that in the last financial year there was no delivery.
Chairperson, can I explain Please, let me explain here. This is a three-year allocation with the outer year allocated separately. So as you can see on this slide, this is a 12-13 allocation. We've got 479 million for this year. Of that amount, 57 million is allocated to Northwest. At an allocation level, this is how it is broken down. Eastern Cape has got 136, but not 147. You can see this is a big one. So that is what is happening. So as the budget allocation, this is how the budget is allocated.
Yeah.
So year one was 100 million, year two, 231, year three, 429. This is so in that year two, and not where 28 last year on the 231. So the second matter is what was allocated to IGT vis-a-vis Bula. So I'm saying, Chairperson, 2 years ago when these people tendered, each one tendered a municipality. So you'll have municipalities that were awarded to IBC, you'll have municipalities that were allocated to Mbula. Nevertheless, so I'm saying this thing, unfortunately, is a snapshot of Northwest as it is. But in the totality, of this 57 million, of the amount this year, what is going to Northwest is 57 million. It does not necessarily mean that this will be done by Mbula. There are certain, remember, this was the old allocation to say Mbula was supposed to be working on the same municipalities for this year. But now that we are taking.
From Parliament.
ukuthi senzani ngale nto thina thina abantu abezi oversize ngoba ziyanohlula nini ezi animals.
Yeah, no, we'll deal with it. I second that. This thing of the province has said they've got 77% of Bujanala being a priority area because of the most of the things are happening there. Mm-hmm. And I see Bujanala is not allocated here. This allocation, is it done in consultation with the province? How is it done? How do you come with this figure to say you're going to allocate this amount to this targeted unit to this area? If you can clarify that, then we can move forward.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I explain so that if I could be given time to explain so that we can move forward? I think the allocations are based on backlog figures that we receive. You will see that there's a transposition between the allocations on HSDG and RIP. That on HSDG, Bujanala will be getting more because they are an urban city that has got more people, but they are automatically investigating less on RIP because they are not so much of the rural areas compared to the other areas within themselves. So there is a relationship that is inverse relationship. They're getting more. If you check on their HSDG allocations, they've got they are the city. But let me try to get to the number of but let's clarify that what I think we said.
Okay.
Just before you proceed.
My name is Mrs.
Madibe, Moses Kotani and Moretele. Those three areas are in Bujanala.
Okay.
Bujanala that is being raised here. And people must understand that they are getting RIP allocation for sanitation as well as MIG allocation. They've got three municipalities here. They've got Moretele, they've got Madibeng, and Moses Kotan in Bujanala.
Okay.
The other one, Ngaka Mudiri, has got only two municipalities, Ratlou and Ramuchere Moi. Similar to Dr. Ruth Mumpati has got two, that is Mamosa and Greater Taung. So Bujanala has got more than the other in terms of the province. But let me try to answer. I take the advice and counseling that you are giving us. It's two chapters. In terms of the global figures, from this 459, is it the lion or the elephant? The lion number one, IDTS, got 160 million from this amount in the revised figure. Lion number two, which is Mvula, we increased it to 130 million. Remember, they are tendered for very few municipalities. No, I'm giving the allocations for, not necessarily talking to Northwest. The whole amount as to this amount of what is going to be done this year.
No,
ma'am. I'm saying 150 of this 459 is going to
be
million of this 459, this revaluation for this year to IDT, 130 to Vula. The portion that is going to the new contractors is 200 million of that. So that accounts for that. So we have done tremendously well in terms of responding to Parliament. The only difference between the two is now margin back to almost, is it 150 and 130, almost 20 million difference between the two. The rest, which is half of this allocation, 200 million, is the one that would be published.
20 million, is that what I want
to say? No, in terms of the difference in the previous year, Chairperson, was very huge, if you remember.
Every time you come up with a justification, that's the only difference. So that is why I say, and I think fully, they are not to say then. Full of seconds. The argument I had changed, one of the members. It, as it is, Loba Sekunyamenta, Loba Sekunstofe, Loba Hanazanga believed. We also know what Dr. Gaya says, he reviewed. Now, to make sure, I would think that Dr. Londo, justify and tell them, go to the land, what I want to tell them.
Thanks, Chairperson and honorable members. Now, let me just deal with the issue of the unit cost for sanitation. The unit cost for sanitation is part of the unit cost of other basic services. I'm sure when this process is developed, or when the unit cost was developed, at this particular time, we were still with the Department of Water Affairs. So Water Affairs developed costing for water and sanitation under MIG. This is still under MIG. And other departments like roads would develop their unit cost for their areas of operation. For instance, roads and other departments. So when we developed this, this was still under, we developed it under Water Affairs, and it while we were working together with COCTA, because COCTA was managing the whole MIG allocation. So most of the departments that are related to stakeholders that have got interest in sanitation were consulted in terms of developing the unit cost, and it is broken down into what is the cost for, say, peat, slab, walls, and health and hygiene, and so on. So it is broken down. As for instance, last year when it was still 7.7, we can show you exactly what goes into slab, what goes into what, and what, and so on.
Now we are talking about the taking of the whole and all that. We are aware that we are exploiting our people then on the ground. We are exploiting our people on the ground. We are exploiting our people on the ground. With these figures, we are coming above that 7,000 was arranged by so and so. People are not involved, but on the ground. When we were talking about together with them, we asked some of the judge how many people were employed. For we said there were 4 million which we went to Mbase, 4 million to Ngoma, 4 million to Mashat, 4 million to Mojo, and then comes the question. When you allocate this money, you know that this man is going to create so much jobs. When it comes to say now, if this man is not creating the jobs, what else do you mean? If they want to do this, how many consultants are you using? All these figures you are telling us, they're going to consultants. That's why we ask the question, how much a unit, the material, leave the inclusive one. So you say, how much a material? So that we know exactly how much God is going to do each and every person. If this is not create jobs, what are we doing? You create them, your own consultant,
Take for instance in this case, the government who is doing the dissertation is from Kimber. That is Northern Cape. Purposely. So that we can't send them. That's why I was asking if they want to employ somebody from they say no to knowledge of the municipality. People want to work with knowledge is so and so. For example, from Gauteng, not from the Northern West. It is where the quality is that. You employ people from other provinces. That's why I said in the Eastern Cape, you employ people from Kimba.
If I may ask, in terms of the size, let's talk about size. The water asset was having a single unit and a double unit. I don't know whatever. There was a movable and there was a non-movable. So, Nina, the thing was, Nina, after we learned 9, because easy, nobody knows. Imagine, it was lesser than what you are costing. Then the maximum. Maximum, this is 7,000. Then no movable, no non-movable, but it maybe there's a range. There's a category. So nothing anything going to you need to clarify why they are given a flat rate. Tell us telling our answer. According to the size. In the size is 1. Okay. The women are alone too. You just have to clarify another. I mean follow the last engineer is enough in terms of this program. How many engineers in the same size in terms of this program? And Obama Mazuban who chatter manager to what colours new stakeholder. Want to know what those stakeholders that are participating in the costing.
Thanks, Chair. I will just let me deal with the issue of who are the stakeholders that are involved in the development of the unit cost. Because this sanitation is developed or we are constructing specifically at municipal space, the most critical stakeholder that was involved, besides just the Department of Cooperative Governance and Transit Affairs, which is COPTA, SALCA, as a representative of municipalities, was part of the process. In fact, in all sanitation-related matters that we deal with, when we meet stakeholders, we normally work with SALCA as a representative.
Any local government. Let's forget about it. Who are the stakeholders? Because it might not be necessary with SALCA. Because you're not delivering for SALCA. You're not delivering for SALCA. SALCA will represent the councillors. That is so like a law. The councillors are I'm in the council. No. I was serving in a district. What's the problem? So, you are not delivering for SALCA. SALCA is not representing those communities. So, because there should be a structure from national to province as well as local government. I think we are promoting intergovernmental relations. We are promoting the cooperative governance. And then when it comes to its delivery, we need, let's try. We are fostering, then we are going to foster this IGR because the constitution is not there for now. And you are going to implement it. You are going to implement it. So I know the money can be paid a machine. And you mean the money can be paid a machine. You need to know the IGR.
ngenye imini mhlawumbe ikhanda niphepha ukuthi hayi sawuvele singwane nje ngabe isayithi ziphothe ukuthi let's try by all means ukuthi sizenze ngendlela ecorrect let's identify ukuthi apha kunasinazi xa sawuxoxa nge-posting ne-engineers where are the engineers buzile ukuthi ngoba ne-engineers eninazo apha kunasina department esisebenza ngazo how many of them
I'm saying that in Kinshasa. How much is this? It costs everything to the monitor. It's right from last time. This is, then we allocated the 2 million for the same municipality via the thing. But the local municipality no knows nothing.
Chairperson.
So you won't have any budget. You're not have no budget for sanitation.
You won't have
If budget capitalization is going forward, is it?
You want included. We budget, need bank achievement settlement. Why are you not voting? Because your the sanitation function has been allocated to yourself. So how are you going to budget for the sanitation? This is definitely understandable. Because we know that we have given the mandate to develop the master plan and so on. Because the president who takes it, that's the president, and yet not one basic and the president who takes it. And it's called assessment, this is the implementation. So our going to this is our agenda for next day. But one will one guy say me. This is our dependent we need,
ne? Let me confirm that as much as we want to embrace the totality of organization, including the infrastructure part, which is still with Water Affairs. Treasury has already issued the pre-allocation that says post 13-14. Beyond that, REIT ceases to exist, and all of allocation would, actually, the current MIG provisions will be included in MIG. So what becomes the challenge now is that as we are, and this is the presentation that I made in the Eastern Cape, that the mayors have to understand what is the portion from MIG that goes to water and sanitation.
Okay.
And I took them through the formula to say, this is the formula, almost 70% of the MIG allocation should go to water and sanitation. So I've taken them through that so that they can understand even now. Because what we are doing, to this year, we've got almost half a billion in terms of national running rate. But the municipalities are running almost 3 billion in terms of MIG portion that is supposed to go to water and sanitation. And that is not going there in a big way. And it's something that we need to find a formula to embrace that, because eventually tables will be beyond here. The sole purpose of funding for sanitation shall be the auspices of the municipalities, which is the area that we haven't turned around quite drastically. On our part, we understand every criticism that you have leveled, and we seek to improve that as national. But that's the portion that we still have to look into in terms of municipalities taking over. Thank you.
Honourable members, and thank you very much,
No, before I perform the chair, maybe I was sleeping. Have they spoken about the rectification? Did they?
No.
Concerning the national?
No.
Because I'm interested just to get to that part. They don't have to take long.
Yeah.
Because you will recall that our concern is that if we don't spend the 10% that we are talking about,
yes,
it might create problems going forward. I would just want them to talk on that one.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
Chairperson, I can confirm that from our part, the capacity that will be assisting in terms of running around through the provinces has been passed through the supply chain management process last week, and the team that is working currently in-house from the department with provinces are supposed to be financed. Where provinces have already done a readiness exercise in terms of which units need to be rectified, because procurement will still take place at the provincial level.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't see any reason why they cannot be moving on those. The problem will be only on areas where in the assessment was not done comprehensively, where we still have to do a thorough assessment.
But I don't think HODs, even at technical min-max, will be forbidden from proceeding, funding those projects that are execution based in areas where thorough assessment has been done as to what needs to be rectified in those areas. So I think what we can do, MEC, is between us and the HOD, I think we've got a technical min-max in a week or so. We can just finalize so that this issue stays on that, so that it's clear and it's meaning that both technical min-max and min-max which follows thereafter.
Yeah.
So that we confirm that where in areas where provinces have done a thorough assessment, they should proceed appointing contractors for those areas. The capacity that we are acquiring is just the capacity that will be doing oversight of those and check that they are being rectified according so that NHPRC give them a big clean bin of earth once they are rectified.
Are you comfortable?
Not Chair, let me take this opportunity to thank the portfolio committee for the work which was done in the Northwest in June, including the work that we have done today. I think through this process, we will be able to do what we said we must do as the government of South Africa to provide a better life for all. Because more often than not, if we work in silos, we will not be able to succeed. Because this part will blame the other one, the other one will blame the other one. But when all of us, we are under one roof, we will be able to identify exactly where is the problem and correct the problem. But what I need to emphasize going forward, you know, all of us, we are South Africans. All of us, we are supposed to provide a service to the people of South Africa. Now, if there is no honesty amongst all of us, we will never succeed. So administrators are duty-bound and they are compelled to tell the truth and the truth only as it is. If there are problems, they must be able to indicate that, yeah, there are problems. We want you to advise us as to how can we solve this problem. The same applies to us as politicians and so on. So I hope that going forward, honesty will be the only rule in all our meetings, in whatever we do and so on. We should not, when we are supposed to answer questions and say, bah, 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 we must be able to answer questions and answer questions properly in order for everybody to understand what is happening. As we speak now, there are service delivery all over. And people who are on the firing line are politicians. Because people vote for politicians and nobody else. And then when they pass a vote of no confidence, it's to politicians. And we have employed administrators to provide professional administrative support to politicians. And if they don't provide that support, we are going to have problems. And we can't just allow South Africa to be burning because of people who are not honest, who are dishonest, and so on. But let me say thank you very much. We shall proceed with this engagement. If there are problems, we shall seek your counsel. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We stand by and I'm my official age, stand time, and then I was on time. But I'm not even watching the game, you can't understand. Yan.
Thank you very much.
Meeting is at the end.